Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your queries regarding the upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. He's an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. Well, Brother Miqdad, in our previous sessions, we have been talking about the dangers the animation and screens carry with them and how parents need to be aware of that, how children need to be aware of that, and how can parents save their children from all those dangers. We talked about one of the dangers that was worldview that's being portrayed through these animations and the games, video games basically. So what else, what are the other dangers?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So yes, we've been talking about bringing an awareness to parents and youths about the dangers that video games and animations and serials can pose to our faith, to our values and our principles and lives. And we need to be concerned about just being freely watching and being fed by everything that comes from the screen. We need to be aware and know what's happening so that we can be at least be on guard. A person who is on guard, a person who filters the information that comes through to him or her, is going to be much more careful, much more wise in what they intake. And this is, inshallah, something we hope that all the listeners, inshallah, will take on board. We talked about changing worldview. And the second thing that we want to talk about today is how animations or serials or video games bring about role models in our lives, especially role models for children.
Mm-hmm.
And this is extremely dangerous. So a role model is a person. It can be a person. It can be either a real person or an imaginary person.
Okay.
That is something or someone that we respect, that we admire. And because of this admiration for this person, it leads us towards that which they have. That perfection which that they have is something that we aspire towards, that we are driven by. So when you have a role model, you want to be like them, right? You want to change yourself to be like that, because what they have in terms of perfection, that you count that as a perfection. It's not necessarily true to be a perfection, but you count that as a perfection. Therefore, you want that for yourself, and therefore you're driven towards that perfection which this person has.
Okay.
And therefore, you aspire towards that and you want to become to that. And therefore, role models are often the goal towards which we kind of take our life towards.
Okay.
So in our lives, we want to achieve something. We want to aspire towards something. And that is usually something that is manifested in this role model that we have, who
True.
Has that perfection.
Yeah.
In Islam, this concept has been talked about many times in the Holy Quran as well as in our Hadith. So the Holy Prophet is the best of role model, because the Holy Prophet has true human perfection. And therefore, this is something
azim,
that we aspire towards.
Yeah. He has akhlaq azim. He's got the best of the ethics, morals.
Exactly. So we aspire towards that. We're driven towards that. And if we follow the footstep and really are attracted towards that, then inshallah we too can become like the Holy Prophet. And this being a path for our life, or this being a goal for our life, is a very good goal, because that which the Prophet has is in reality a true human perfection.
Exactly. Well, we talked about the worldview, and another danger was the role models that these animations are bringing. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we're talking about the dangers that the animation world, that the screens, that the video games are bringing with them. Yes, Brother Miqdad.
So, once we understand that there's a true perfection, that this perfection is embodied by a human being or an imaginary role model, this person becomes a role model, and therefore we're driven and aspire towards that. Now, what animations or movies or serials or video games do is that they bring forward for us a role model, for us or for our children, a role model. Yeah. And what happens is that they take this individual to be having a perfection that they are driven towards, that they want to become like. So, for example, to give you a couple of examples, one example is Emma in Frozen, right? Emma is a role model for many people. And how this is created as well, you find this is very clear. What happens is that the animation comes out, and with it comes a huge level of marketing, whether it's bags, whether it is posters, whether it is everything related to this theme of Frozen.
Yeah.
And so Emma becomes a role model. Now, what is that perfection that Emma has? What drives people towards Emma? Or towards what do you think a girl will see in Emma that is perfect, and that will then change her mindset to be like, I want to be like her.
All right.
In most cases, it can be her beauty.
Right? All right.
And her beauty is portrayed by a body image that's pretty much impossible for any real girl to achieve.
All right.
According to research, you find that either 1% or 2% of the population can actually achieve this body
model
image.
Model-like body image.
Body image that's portrayed on TV.
Okay.
Right? That's first. Secondly, it's not a human perfection at all. Right?
Okay. She's,
the human perfection that is being given to her is an imaginary human perfection. Right?
Yeah.
The physical beauty that we have is not a true perfection we need to be aspired towards or
true.
Spend on. And you find that a lot of girls will go through severe diet, will go through severe mental depression or anxiety because of being affected by this idea that I need to be in a certain way in terms of my physical body, in terms
exactly.
of my physical image. So this is driven by having role models that kind of have that. Now, this is Emma is an example. You can go across the board and see so many different examples of this where a role model is portrayed in its physical beauty.
Yeah.
Right. And this, obviously, it leads to so much detrimental effects in terms of their mental health, in terms of their physical health, etc. And generally, it brings about a wrong worldview in terms of what is true human perfection. Another thing that Emma could, for example, could portray is going against the norm. Now, for those who've watched Frozen, you know that she's hiding something, that she has something in her that she wants to kind of control, but The solution is not to hide it. The solution is not to be shy about it. The solution is to openly say it. Explore it. Openly say it. Don't be shy of it.
Doesn't matter if it breaks your norms.
Exactly.
All right.
And for those who watch it, you know what that is. Inshallah, I don't want to go through it right now.
All right. So we talked about that these animations or these video games or films can bring something that can, you said, the role models. Another danger was role models. And those role models could bring so many things with them, like body image and imaginary human perfection, and like going against norms. We'll talk more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. يا مقضي الخيرات يا
مقضي الخيرات The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, No father has granted a gift to his child better than good manners. يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Mikhtar, and we are talking about the dangers of screen animation, video games, and things like that. Yes, brother.
So another example, again, Emma was an imaginary example. Another imaginary example is Khan. So Marvel came out with this new superhero called Khan, a Pakistani a Muslim girl who has superpowers.
Okay.
They, according to themselves, they made this Marvel superhero to attract and to bring on board
Muslim girls.
Muslims and Asian population, basically.
Okay.
So Khan, again, she doesn't wear hijab.
Okay.
She drinks. And obviously her level of religiosity when it comes to true religion, she just is a Muslim by name. And she's Asian as well. She's Pakistani. She speaks Urdu. She carries books, that Islamic books in her hand. She has Islamic books, but obviously she doesn't practice any of the religion that we need to practice. This Khan, as a superhero, is now a role model for girls today.
All right.
So girls today see her as what we need to aspire to become, right? That girl who's outgoing, who's a superhero, who's an amazing person. I want to be like her. What does it mean to be like her? It means to have the characteristics that she has, none of which are Islamic, none of which are to do with our religion. She has relationships outside of marriage. She has no hijab, no concept of hijab, etc. She's supporting the American values that are out there.
Okay.
Basically brainwashing children to take that as a goal in life, and that and those values and principles that come with it. So yeah. You can see how this is dangerous when it comes to having this as a role model.
All right.
We can carry on with the list. So these were just two kind of examples from animations, but even in the real world, so actors have come across and become real role models. So Emma Watson, for example.
All right.
Or for example, this actress, for example, who goes to Africa and adopts different children, orphans from Africa. She now has more than 3 or 4. I can't remember. I lost count. And so people count that as an amazing act of charity where she goes to Africa, adopts children who have been suffering from war, etc. She now becomes a role model, basically.
Celebrity whitewashing, we must
exactly.
say.
All right. And how this leads us then to move away from our religion, move away from reality, is something that we need to really think about.
All right. So we actually got to think about what is being portrayed. We have to analyze it very, very deeply to get an idea about the worldviews that are being portrayed to us. Thank you so much, Brother Mikhtar, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.